Courtney Barnett is ready for her close-up. The singer-songwriter from Melbourne, Australia, has just released her debut album. It's called Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. Barnett cut her musical teeth playing second guitar for a Melbourne grunge band, but now her wry and funny lyrics are taking center stage with this new CD. Courtney Barnett joins me now from Paris, where she's on tour. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been writing songs a long time, I imagine. Do you remember when you really started doing this for real?
For real, I think I was about 18, and I just started at university.
I remember being 18. I mean, it was a while ago, but I also remember that I was friends with a lot of people who thought that they could write songs. It's a really different thing to actually be good at it. When did you know that maybe you had kind of a talent for this?
I don't know. I still don't really know. It's a very strong statement to make about oneself.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But I'm trying.
You have this kind of spoken word style. That's something that felt like a better fit for you.
Yeah, I just felt a bit more comfortable doing it that way, I think, because I've always been a very shy, especially when it comes to singing. I kind of refused to ever sing in front of anyone, and so that was hard when I started performing.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
But then I kind of found this comfortable, you know, way of singing that felt a bit more natural, and I felt more comfortable, and yeah.
With that kind of laid-back spoken word style, it does put the lyrics front and center in a different kind of way, and they have a very intentional quality to them. This is called Dead Fox. Heading down the highway, Hume, somewhere at the end of June. Taxidermied kangaroos are littered on the shoulders. A possum Jackson Pollock is painted on the tar. Really, like a possum Jackson Pollock? How does that image come to you?
That is my favorite lyric on the album, so thanks for choosing that one. I remember when we were touring a lot around Australia, driving from Melbourne to Sydney and seeing all the so much roadkill, and I don't know, that it was the best description.
Of roadkill.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a lot of just really cool wordplay. Is that something that you grew up doing?
Mom and Dad would give us books of riddles and stuff like that for Christmas. Mm. I just always kind of found it interesting and to try and say things in a different way. I'm not very good at finding words in normal conversations as I am at songwriting.
I want to play a track called Depreston about house hunting. You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. It's a really straightforward quality to a lot of this songwriting. Are you just writing all the time, just jotting down impressions or anecdotes like that?
Yeah, basically. I try to kind of write as much as I can, or even just really basic notes to kind of jog my memory. But I could probably be more dedicated than I am. Going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great?
you're on tour. We're mm-hmm. catching you in Paris. How's the tour going?
It's really good. It's kind of just beginning. I mean, we just did South by Southwest, which was a very hectic couple of days. It's kind of scary playing all these new album songs.
What's scary about it? Are you sensitive to how audiences respond?
You know, there's still that vulnerability, even if I do think they're, you know, they're great songs. There's still something pretty scary about, you know, bearing your soul to a room full of people for the first couple of times.
Courtney Barnett's debut album is called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. It is out now. Courtney, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.